This is Akashvani Itanagar, the news read by Prem Sharma. The Governor of Arunachal Pradesh, Lieutenant General K.T. Parnayak, extended warm greetings to the people of the state and the teaching community on the occasion of Teachers' Day, commemorating the birth anniversary of Bharat Ratna, Dr. Sarvepalli Radhakrishnan. In his message, the Governor highlighted the crucial role teachers play in shaping students and society, urging educators to follow Dr. Radhakrishnan's path of righteousness and high moral standards. He emphasized that the ideals practiced by Dr. Radhakrishnan reflect the traditions of ancient Gurukuls and have greatly contributed to the vision of developed India. Arunachal Pradesh Governor K.T. Parnayak today presented the Governor's gold and silver medals to officers and personnel of Assam Rifle Unit of Arunachal Pradesh in an investiture ceremony held at Rajbhavan in Itanagar. Speaking on the occasion, the Governor appreciated the service of Assam Rifles in the northeastern region. He said the armed forces has successfully carried out welfare services for the people of the region and has won the trust of the people. He said in its glorious years of 189 years, Assam Rifles' achievements display its valor, courage and sacrifices of its soldiers. On the occasion, 13 gold medals and 10 silver medals were awarded to the Assam Rifle personnel to recognize their excellence in various fields. Upper Subansiri District Police have cracked a murder case today after receiving complaint on 1st September and 9 alleged accused involved in the case has been arrested. Tutanjampa, Superintendent of Police, Upper Subansiri District, today informed that 9 persons, those allegedly involved in the murder of Sanjay Nath, was arrested from different locations in the town. Eventually, after the zero complaint was received from Silapathar Police Station on 1st September, he informed that abduction and murder of deceased was committed on account of attempt to recovery of 2 lakhs 30,000 rupees from the deceased, which was given to the deceased by one of the alleged accused by on earlier days. Papumpare JPC Nawam Yakum today convened a consultative meeting of the JPC Conference Hall in UPA alongside MLA 15th Sagali Rathut Teji, JPM's education functionaries, CBOs and student leaders to discuss merging low and zero enrollment schools in Sagali Assembly constituency at UPA. Speaking on the occasion, DDSC T.T. Tara outlined that the merger aims to consolidate resources, including experienced teachers and educational materials, to foster a more effective learning environment. Meanwhile, MLA 15 Sagali Rathut Teji, speaking on the occasion, stressed that the merger would ensure better education for all children. He further called for the completion of merger proposals and infrastructure plans by September 15th and for submission of the government by October 15th, 2024. A total of 58 schools in Mengyo and Sagali blocks have been tentatively identified for merging. Of these, 33 schools have zero enrollment and 25 have fewer than 20 students. To further the goal of achieving a malnutrition-free India, the month-long Rashtra Poshan Maha 2024 is being organized in Upper Siang District from 1st September to 30th September 2024. The theme, Test, Treat and Talk Anemia, marks the beginning of the campaign in which awareness program on causes, symptoms and treatments of anemia was conducted in a coordination with the Department of Health and Family Welfare at Inkyong. In the Jenging ICDS project, locally grown vegetables and fruits were displayed to promote their nutritive value to the beneficiaries. At Tuting, CDPO Srimati Tupi Bagra lead Jan Andolan activity in the form of Poshan March, which was jointly organized by Tuting ICDS project in collaboration with Kendriya Vidyalaya, Tuting Education Department and various NGOs. The celebration also witnessed the mass participation in the Poshan Pledge, calling for affirmative actions to attain the objective of Kuposhan Mukt Bharat. Meanwhile, CDPO Inkyong Ojing Talom informed that the month-long celebration will focus on key thematic areas like anemia, growth monitoring, Poshan Bhi Padhai Bhi, importance of complementary breastfeeding and use of technology for better governance. As part of the Swachhata Pakhwada celebrations from September 1 to 15, students from various departments of Rajiv Gandhi University have taken a pledge to clean their campus and surroundings. The students signed a banner placed in the university committing to the Nobel Cause. The university's efforts towards Swachhata Pakhwada demonstrate its commitment to promoting cleanliness and community service among its students. That's all in the news bulletin. Namaskar.